Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, welcome to the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Monday, August 5th. Our first full day of all three of us back
saddle. All right.
And here's what you may have missed on the show this morning. You know those tabletop devices? Some of the restaurants have them, but you sit there and there's this little, looks like a video game. But you can, you know, order your appetizers, your drinks, your meals and everything, and then a server will bring the food out. And then when you're ready to pay, you just put your card in it, and voila, everything's done, right?
I haven't seen this yet.
Yeah, they're, I think Red Robin has them, and I want to say Chili's.
It's like Chili's. It's actually like Olive Garden and Red Lobster and stuff, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot of them, and they keep growing. And why is it that they are growing? Well, it's because they get more money from us.
Really?
Imagine that. Data showed that these tabletop technology devices, which meant to help waiters out, is likely to improve sales by 1% per check and reduce the time of a meal by 10%.
See, that would, reducing that would be bigger than the 1% is nothing.
Right.
But the that table turn, a 10% on the table turn, that makes a difference in the bottom line for a restaurant.
Well, isn't the whole point of going out to dinner with your family and to be out to dinner with your family? Like, I have so many pet peeves with this stupid thing because it's like, then your kids are playing on this machine instead of actually interacting.
Yeah, that
actually
costs money.
And they're getting their greasy, sticky fingers all over it.
And that is true. They're absolutely disgusting.
I'm like,
do you ever clean these things? But they say to look, you know, the technology allows customers to view menu items, reorder beverages, pay for meals, play games, and browse the news content if you want. And if it's going to make us poorer and the restaurants richer, by gosh, we're going to see more of them.
You know where else I can find the menu options? On the menu. And then I have a server who can, like, help me figure out what I want, and then I can tip them for helping me.
That system's worked out real well for me so
If I have to pay, if I have to ring myself up, I'm not leaving a tip.
I just got to wonder, do we get to pay the computer in Bitcoin? Because I got tons of Bitcoin if you want. This is kind of interesting with school starting a week from today, which is Monday the 5th. Probably in the next few weeks, your child will come home with some sort of a cough or a sneeze or not feeling very well. You might want to reach for some cough or cold medicine. Come to find out, there's been a study found that when it comes to respiratory infections in kids under the age of 12, physicians are increasingly more likely to recommend antihistamines instead of cold and cough medicines.
Interesting.
Back in 2018, the FDA approved giving cold and cough medications to children under the age of 2. And so the American Academy of Pediatrics subsequently recommended avoiding giving those medications to children under 6. So confusion among everything.
Oh, boy. What do you do? What do you do?
But the researchers note there's really no evidence that antihistamines actually work to help a child recover from a cold faster. I'll just point out that anytime anyone says they're not feeling well, I always say take an allergy pill. Because living in Florida,
right,
I'd say at least half the times, it's not that you're coming down with a cold, it's just you have allergies and that's what's making you feel miserable.
I think it's interesting for a child's cough relief, they just say give the kid some honey.
Yeah.
If they're over the age of 1, honey is the perfect thing, and it really is. It's a good food.
I always go back, I always like misdiagnose myself, so like at first I'll think I have a cold, and then it won't be a cold, and then I'll try to go easy on myself the next time and just think it's allergies, and I'll start taking, you know, Zyrtec or Claritin or something, and the next thing I know, I have like a full-blown upper respiratory.
Oh,
after all these years, I still haven't figured myself out.
Diagnosed.
I'm the same way. Apparently, you and I didn't go to medical school, Janie.
I know. It's like
probably a problem. This was kind of a jaw-dropping moment for me, because when you go out to grocery stores or the farmer's market or even to restaurants that talk about how they use locally sourced ingredients, locally sourced produce, locally sourced proteins.
Farm to table, farm to fork.
Right. You would tend to think that means that if it was like, you know, we were in Ocala and we were at a farmer's market, that the stuff actually came from Marion County.
The okra came from next door.
Right, exactly. Or even Levy County, somewhere around our neck of the woods. Come to find out, that's not necessarily true. In the great form of locally sourced, it's more of a marketing tool because of the loosely used term local.
So this would be the definition of the Food and Drug Administration of what is actually local.
Yes. According to them, there's really no guidelines to use the word local. It's kind of like the word wholesome.
Yeah.
You can, or all natural.
Right.
You can use those words. They mean nothing when you're buying stuff. But there's actually some sort of clarification came in back in 2008 from the Farm Bill that was passed that defined that food can be marketed as local if it is produced within less than 400 miles from its origin.
That's another time zone away.
Right. So we could be buying tomatoes from Mississippi.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
And they're local. And that's where really you can't really find out, according to this article I found. Now, there is the IFAS website that does talk about when things are in Florida, what they're in season.
Yeah.
So that might be a kind of a guidance to say if you, you know, if you're looking for, I don't know, lettuce and it's August or strawberries and you realize it's not the season in Florida, but they're being billed as local, probably not from Florida.
Yeah. Right.
And then the other thing, which is really just talking and knowing your grocer, going up to them and ask them where is the source of this food that you have? Because even the grocery stores have different definitions of what local produce means.
Yeah, definitely.
Another produce is, I guess pumpkin is a vegetable, right?
It's a squash.
Squish?
Yeah, squash.
All right, well, we can squish it into my coffee cup right now because pumpkin spice lattes are back, baby. Yes, it is August 5th, and yes, it's hot as you know what. But yes, we can have that wonderful, delicious pumpkin, cinnamon, and nutmeg flavor that makes us think of fall.
Ah, yes, too early, too late.
Too early. Yeah, they're taking a key from the Christmas folks. Starbucks actually has PSLs already out there. And besides that, the PSL flavored K-cups, ground coffee, via instant ready-to-drink PSLs, and pumpkin spice cookie straws. You can actually try their at-home coffee creamers that contain pumpkin spice latte flavor that features that delicious flavor we love so much.
When you first said PSL, I was like, I feel like I'm apparently not hip and in the know. Now I feel like I am. So
personal space, lady.
Yeah.
Back off,
it's called
mama.
PSL.
That's
give
right.
it to me. How to fix a stinky sink.
I got back from 2 weeks of vacation. That's what greeted me when I walked into the kitchen. Something smells around here.
Oh, my gosh.
It's my sink.
I'm sorry. Our general manager just walked in with a beard. Turn around and look at him.
I thought you said he walked in with a beer. I was like, what?
I would have loved if he walked in with a beer. Would have made it a lot more interesting today.
Well, you said with a beard.
I thought Kenny Rogers was on a bender.
That's awesome.
Yeah, let's back to our stinky sinks scenario. This is actually pretty interesting because we do talk about, like your garbage disposal is a lot of times the root of the stinkiness, but it's not necessarily true. It's probably the surface of area of your sink. You can kind of wash it down every once in a while, but if you think about it, all the food particles in the bathroom, you've got all the, you know, beard and hair trimmings, makeup and all that stuff can really cause a stink. So it's really as simple as plugging up your sink, filling it with warm water, putting a couple drops of dishwashing detergent, give it a little swirly, and wait for 20 to 30 minutes, then let it drain. If you have a garbage disposal that's in your sink, go ahead and turn the garbage disposal on.
I like this one.
Speaking of that, the sink flange, which is the little piece of plastic that separates your sink from your garbage disposal, a lot of times the cleaners won't clean that. And if you actually pop it out and look at the backside of it, it's disgusting. It's slimy. Ugh. It's really hard to get off. And that, again, is something where you take the scrub brush and some soap to get that cleaned off. And then you can also actually go very au naturel with a couple of lemons, some salt, some baking soda, some distilled white vinegar, and a pot of boiling water. We have the recipe on how to clean with those lemons.
Yeah, it works right where they were. And remember, the word sink can't be spelled without stink. Something like that.
And then finally, we learned that the Postal Service is releasing a new collection of forever stamps this month to honor military dogs. They've called the four-legged heroes of the nation's military.
It's about time.
Yeah, really, they are. Some cute-looking dogs. And, of course, the dogs that are being featured are usually the dogs that are used by the armed forces, which is the German Shepherd, the Labrador Retriever, the Dutch Shepherd, and the Belgian Malinois.
Malinois.
Like Stella Artois. Gotcha.
Yeah, thank you. They related to a beer for you.
I got it now.
Where's the general manager again?
Where is he with his beer? You can actually ask for those, which would be a nice way to honor military dogs. So there is our show for today, Monday, August 5th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
By the way, the pumpkin is a fruit. Unless you cook it, then it's a vegetable. See you tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.